Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago. Friday, March 8th, it was damp out. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, good to have you back on the beat this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm almost awake.
It was hard to wake up this morning. Rainy mornings are great to just lay in bed and not get up.
Well, I was up too late, you know, with the State of the Union and the post game. But
yeah. Did they ever talk about how many people actually watched it? Because I would think that this would be a big audience.
It's not bigger than normal. Yeah. We'll get the number later.
It's not often in our lifetime that people will tune into the State of the Union just because it is possible the president might fall down during the speech.
there probably was a lot of that too. I know Democrats hoping that wouldn't happen. Republicans, I don't know if they were hoping that would, but they were looking for some mistakes.
It seemed like a lot of that's what people were talking about before the speech. So
now let's talk about food, and it sounds like this place that you investigated is a good breakfast spot.
Yeah, you know, I stayed in the neighborhood today because I was really happy. The Sweet Cafe at 6348 West Higgins opened up a few weeks ago, and it replaced a neighborhood mainstay from it was my mom's favorite restaurant, the Big Top Diner. And it was there for decades. It was a 24-hour place. I used to eat there when I worked midnights, and they were still open on midnights. When they closed down a few years ago, it was a real blow to the neighborhood. So it's nice to see a place come back.
Is this place a lot like the old Big Top?
No. I mean, other than it's breakfast to lunch. It's open 7 to 4. So I mean, their main focus is basically the same, but the they remodeled the entire thing. It's beautiful inside. It's got big bright windows. I mean, the Big Top Diner was an old school diner with an actual counter and everything. This is much more of a new age, you know, go in there, you have big bright and nice tables. Mm-hmm. And so it's much nicer than the Big Top used to be.
So does this spoil the dining experience for you?
No, not at all. I mean, I love seeing the old places, but they have to be really the old places. I mean, you know, if you make a new place look like an old place, it doesn't have the same cachet.
Right. Yeah. What's on the menu?
Well, okay, like I said, they do breakfast and lunch. And breakfast, they have good pancakes, omelets, but the skillets to me are always what I skillet. If they have skillets and biscuits and gravy, that'll be always the first thing I try when I go to a restaurant, because those are my favorite breakfast things. I like where everything's mixed together, and you know, and they have a lot of great skillets. You can get the meat lovers is great, or you can get veggie if you so desire, but they're all fresh made. It's actually pretty fast. It's amazing how fast some of these places can do breakfast. But yeah, they're very big portions and they're very tasty. So,
and I know that you like the coffee there, right?
Yeah, the coffee. They have a coffee bar, and sorry, let me get to the coffee. Yeah, they have a coffee bar, and it's a local, it's an Anodyne coffee, which is actually, it's in Milwaukee, so it's pretty local, and they have their own blend, and they can do espresso. So you can go there, and it's as good as, probably better than Starbucks, really, because it's fresh and stuff, but it's, so you can get all your different kinds of coffee right there, too, which struck me, so I thought I'd mention it.
And you said it's a breakfast place, but also a lunch. So did you check out sandwiches there?
Yeah, they have very nice sandwiches. They have paninis, and they have, you won't hear me say this very often, they have very good salads. Including, they have one that's organic greens and berries, which was strawberries, and blackberries in the salad. It was real sweet and really good for when my wife makes me salads.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can take the missus there. She'll have something to order.
Yeah. The problem is when I take my wife out, I have to eat more healthy than when I go out myself.
Okay, well, sounds good. It's the Sweet Cafe, 634 West Higgins in Chicago.
That's 6348. I'm sorry, I left that off on you.
Oops, 6348.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, in right Jefferson Park.
It's right where Higgins and Foster meet, right by Nagel. So it's right there where, you know, the three streets meet.
Yeah,
kinda and hard to turn in there if you don't go up there very often. Can't turn in there from Foster. You got to be on Higgins.
You'll make a citizen's arrest if you see anybody doing that. It's our Friday visit with the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, veteran Chicago police officer David Haynes. Still happy to be back to civilian life, Lieutenant?
I am. I'm actually getting a little bored. I was applying for part-time jobs because I am. I'm not getting the stuff that I wanted to get done in retirement. And even though I'm planning on moving, I gotta do something to get out of the house. You know,
work on the new edition of the book. That's what you need
to
do.
I know. I've been too lazy to do it.
Get going. Will you include this bakery if you ever get around to it?
Oh yeah, I love this bakery. This is I was looking for something a little different, and so I went to I have to pronounce it right, Mogul Bakery, not Muggles. Like, it's not Harry Potter. It's Mughal Bakery, Mughal, mm-hmm. at 6348 North Maplewood, right off Devon Avenue. So this is an Indian/Pakistan bakery, and it's a couple doors off of Devon Avenue on Maplewood. And this is the kind of place where there's no big, you know, bright signs out in front. They got a little sign in the window, and there's no big cases. It's clearly a place where Nazim Syed, I talked to the owner. It's clearly a place where he said, I can either do something to make the front look really good, or I can go bake some good cookies.
that's a good comment. It sounds like an easy to miss place. Huh?
Yeah, although I tell you, every time I've been there, I've never been there alone. It's a lot of people coming in, and they seem to specialize in cookies, and I brought some here. I brought like these Usmani cookies, which are great. In Europe, they would be called tea biscuits. So when you have tea and biscuits, that's what these are. It's they're basically they're not quite butter cookies, but they're sort of like butter cookies with a little bit of a subtle salty taste to them.
And what's that in the middle? Is that like a cherry filling or something in these cookies?
No, that's the jam cookies. So that's the other special that they do. The biggest seller is the jam cookies, and that's the ones that look like kind of a little. With Salerno used to make them look like a star, but at Mughal Bakery, they look like flowers with a little red dab of jam in the middle. And those are great, too. They're not too sweet. The jam is not like the hard, like Salerno used to could stick to your teeth. These are fresh made every day, so they don't do that. And I also brought in these fruit cake rusk, which is really interesting. They basically bake a cake, cut it into pieces, and then rebake the pieces. So it's a cake flavor that comes out like a crispy cookie. Great for coffee and tea. And then the other thing they specialize in is these hand pies or turnovers, where you can get beef and chicken, and they have some veggies too. I got some for Control Room Joe, but they were really good, so I ate them all. So sorry, Joe.
As always, next Friday.
Yeah.
So there you go with something that's not really for dessert, the hand pies, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I used to live in Rogers Park when I was young, and there was a bakery there that made these. It was a Caribbean bakery. But if you go get these, first of all, these like I brought you the cookies and packages here. The hand pies are not packaged up. They put them in the bag, and they literally making them all day and selling them all day. There's people walking in and buying them for lunch.
Wow.
For me, two was about the perfect amount, where I some people could eat three or four. I could I ate four, really, but two was the perfect amount.
Well, you save room for those cookies you like, and the and also the cream puffs that they have, huh?
They do. They have cream puffs that are they're also fresh made. The two times I was there, they didn't even have them. I only got them one time, so they weren't there yesterday when I picked these up. So those sell out pretty fast. Like I said, it's obviously a well-known bakery in the area, but if you're looking, and these cookies are what I really love about the Indian cookies and stuff is that the flavors are pretty subtle, so this, you're not going to get a real sugary taste, but they're almond cookies are the other ones that are really good, big almond cookies, and they're just right. You know what I mean? They're just they're enough sweetness that you get the sweetness, but not so much it's overpowering.
Sounds like some serious baking going on. Unique spot in the neighborhood, and probably a lot of people away from that area don't know about it, and now they do. It's Mughal Bakery, right?
Yeah.
Mughal, 6348 North Maplewood, just off Devon, huh?
Right, just off Devon, in the funnest part of the city to walk around in. Devon has every culture.
Yep.
There's everything. You can find any kind of restaurant there that you want. You can, but not this weekend, but when the weather gets nice again, walk around.
Yeah, it's like the United Nations there on that street. News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have restaurant news, some food news first, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Chicago Pickle Eatery, which we reviewed a few months ago, and this just goes to show you, when we review you, you can expand then. they're opening a new place up on 4515 North Sheridan Road. And Chicago Pickle Eatery is a sort of a New York style bagel, a bodega. So they have sandwiches, really good sandwiches, and it's also like a little grocery store. And I don't like that Chicago imports so many things from New York, but this is one thing that is really good that we should get more of. So yeah. I'm glad to see them expanding.
Yeah, they're in Avondale, right?
Right, yeah, they're down on Milwaukee and just south of Milwaukee, south of Belmont.
New location, 4515 North Sheridan. Unfortunately, we have to talk about a couple of closings. Parachute is pretty well known, isn't it?
It really is. A modern Korean restaurant, and it's closing, I think, this weekend. And the husband and wife team are Beard Award winners, I think. So
yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be back doing something.
Also,
the Bongo Room.
The Bongo Room in Andersonville. That's it after Sunday, right?
Right. At 5022 North Clark. I remember eating there when I lived up in that neighborhood. Although they do have another location that's still going to be open. I guess one of the partners died recently, and Derek Robles he announced a closure and said he has to kind of reduce it. So the Bongo Room is a great place to eat. So if you can get there this weekend, otherwise the other place is still going to be open.
Lieutenant, next Friday, tell us how you're working on your new edition of the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. I'll be expecting that. Have a good one. Thank you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.